What's up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another rant, rave, and review. I'm going to be talking about Arrow, the October 14th episode, The Candidate. I just watched it, and holy crap, this episode was great. Man, I mean, last season was awesome. This episode was awesome. Arrow is going in the right direction. I am a very, very happy camper. Stealing the show for me probably had to be Thea. I love her as Speedy, a.k.a. the Red Arrow is what I like to call her because Ollie doesn't like to call her that. But yes, Thea as Speedy with her little pet cemetery powers and whooping ass and teaching by Malcolm Merlin is just awesome. First, I loved how she broke the dude's arm, okay? And I'm kind of on her side on this because she was getting answers. And we got a problem in the city, and I don't know why Oliver is trying to... I know Oliver's trying to prove a point. He's trying to show Detective Lance that he's a different person, but sometimes you got to get answers by any means necessary. So I am with Speedy on that. I thought it was great. Breaking of the arm of that dude was great. Holy crap, when they get back from there Oliver kind of pushes Thea... And it kind of pushes them and kind of they fight a little bit. And then Thea just goes apeshit berserk on Oliver. Awesome. And that is when the Lazarus Pit gets brought up, a.k.a. the Pet Cemetery is what I like to call it. So that scene was great. The ending of this episode where freaking they're chasing that dude and Ollie's getting his ass kicked, right, as the Green Arrow. And by the little electric zapper guy. And Thea comes out of nowhere and whoops a dude's ass. And then catches him on fire. I'm telling you, she is like Gage from Pet Sematary. If you haven't seen Pet Sematary, you really need to watch it, people. It's a great movie. But she's got some serious issues. And she's finally coming to, she's finally accepting that she might have some anger issues. So I'm curious to see how that's going to go. But I love Thea in this episode. She made this episode, hands down. Laurel is now taking Thea to the freaking to the league to find out what's going on at the Pet Cemetery. So that's going to be interesting because we're going to see some Malcolm, and which I am so happy because we get to see some Malcolm Merlin. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, because I like him when he's in the show. And my ex-baby mama, Ra's al Ghul's daughter. I can't remember her name. I always mispronounce it too. So hopefully we'll see some of that. And then at the end of this episode, since we're still on Laurel and Thea, holy crap. The Unbury Sarah. Now, I had heard on the internet, surfing around by accident, I wasn't looking for this on purpose, that Sarah was going to come back. I'm glad, so glad that when she opened the coffin that Sarah did not look like she still looked like she hadn't died. She looked like a freaking Walking Dead zombie. So that's cool. Kudos. I'm glad they kept it real. So I guess I'm assuming they're going to take her to the island, to the league, and they're going to put her in the Pet Cemetery, and she's going to come back, which is awesome, because she is a great Black Canary. What's going to happen then? Is Sarah going to be the Black Canary, and Laurel is going to take the side? Or are they both going to be? Hands down, Sarah makes a better Black Canary anyways, in my opinion. So that is going to be a story in its own, I bet. And then at the big giant thing at the end, Oliver, he's going to run for mayor, which I think is right. He's got hope. He can defend himself. He can be at the daytime instead of Green Arrow at night. So that's gonna be cool. I never saw or heard any of that coming. So I'm wondering if that's gonna really, really happen. Is he gonna really run for mayor? I guess we'll see. I think the only thing that kind of bothered me. Oh no, one more positive thing. The beginning of this episode. The action in the beginning, I'm telling you, the stunt team, my friend Anna B from Australia, every time we used to do the recap together, she'd always mention the stunt team and everything else. And yes, I agree, Anna B, if you're listening to this, you're absolutely right. If we were doing the show right now, we probably would have started off with that. The fight scene in the beginning is just awesome. All the fight scenes are great in the series. Now, back to the part that I wasn't too fond. The only thing that I was a little not fond of this whole episode was Felicity firing people. Like, Jesus Christ, they dragged that thing all the way out. Like, she fired a group of people, then she's sad, and then she fired more people, and then she's sad, and then she figured out. I think that just got dragged out, And, I mean, hell, if you're going to drag it at that long, Heck, you could have gotten Oliver could have given her advice how to run the company, and then she could have done that. That would have been a little bit more believable. But but it's okay. I'm a fan of Felicity. I'm a fan of the company. I'm a fan of Felicity's new little sidekick, Felicity. Now Felicity's been replaced by this black dude that talks just like her and is smart just like her. So I'm wondering if we're going to get that story by itself. I hope it gets a little bit more exciting because I don't know if I could deal with a bunch of company stuff. And where's Adam? Where's Palmer at? I know that he blew up. I don't think he's dead. So where is he? When is he coming? That's what I want to know. Other than that, that's pretty much it. Love the episode. Can't wait for this week's episode because they've got this card dealing guy. This guy that pulls the cards off his skin and throws them. Like, what was that dude from Marvel, from the X-Men? Gambit? That's what he kind of reminds me of, Gambit. So I guess we'll see what happens in this week's Arrow episode. But for the candidate, I give this episode a 10. This episode was dope. It was dope. So many different things happening. So many cliffhangers. I cannot wait to see what happens with Sarah. That's what I want to know. And bring on more Thea whooping ass. That's what I like. That's it for this rant rave review for Arrow. If you want to check out more of my stuff, I have my channel here on audioboom.com. All you got to do is go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Check out the other shows that I recap, rant, and review. And you can always check out my blog, iWatchMike. That is the mother load of everything, and I've got some giveaways on there as well, so make sure you check that out. And what else? Check me out on Twitter, Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy. Like me on Facebook at iWatchMike, and that is pretty much it. Everybody have a great week, and I'll be back with more Arrow very, very soon. Bye-bye.